Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Hey there, it's Ian Robinson, voice of the Halifax Mooseheads.
Hello, Halifax. Paul McCartney here.
Hey there, Halifax. This is Sarah McLachlan.
Hi, this is Pete Best, original Beatles drummer, and you're listening to Jamie Patterson.
This is Daniel Powder, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, this is Megan Smith, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
The Halifax Daily News from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
It's Monday, July 28th, with Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Things were a little hazy on the weekend.
Yes, they were.
No, this was actual hazy skies on Saturday. It was hazy, and the air sort of had a faint smell of smoke.
Reminds me of my college days.
Well, this time around, we can blame the Northwest Territories.
Oh?
That was actual smoke from the forest fires in the Northwest Territories that were drifting down towards us.
So remember, if you're ever going to the Northwest Territories, we get all your stuff down here. So even if you go way up that high,
yeah,
you still can't fart.
Well, as promised, the mosquito season has definitely come with a vengeance this year. It was predicted that we would have a very, well, intense mosquito season this year because of the weather conditions. This has been an ideal season for black flies and horse flies. Oh, your favorite, horse flies.
Oh, God. Those little bastards. Now, you know, every once in a while you come across a creature, one of God's creatures, that just does not deserve to be on this planet. Horseflies are one of them. They're big. They sound like a B-52 bomber buzzing around your head, and they are relentless. And they don't sting you or suck your blood or anything. They take big chunks of flesh out of you.
Mm-hmm.
They're horrible things. They're absolutely horrible, and they will buzz around you until you run away.
Until you run like a little girl.
Yeah. So you've seen me. Oh, I've had a thing with horse flies all my life.
Yeah, deer flies too.
Deer flies are just as relentless, but they're not as big. Horse flies are huge.
Mm.
Like, they really are. When was the last time you had a horse fly buzzing around your head?
Well, this has been a prime season for them.
When was the last time you, Lisa Blackburn, had a horse fly buzzing around your head? If ever.
It's been a couple of years.
God, they're horrible things.
Yeah, see, they don't really bother me that much.
You know the worst? I went out in a canoe.
Mm.
Once they find you on a canoe, then they don't go back to shore.
Well, what are you talking about? You've got the paddle. You've got the upper hand.
Oh, you can't
get the weapon.
The thing is, they buzz so close to your head and your ears. What are you going to do with the paddle? You end up clubbing yourself on the head looking like a complete idiot, like something out of a Three Stooges movie, and they're just buzzing around having a great time. They're horrible. They're just horrible creatures. Ticks and horseflies do not belong here.
Well, you know what?
They should not be allowed to live.
We haven't really heard that much about ticks this year. It's been fingers crossed.
Move over, ticks.
And knock wood.
Make room for the horseflies. Apparently, it's the year of the horsefly.
Yeah, zoologists are saying that the warmer it is, the faster they grow, the faster they metabolize, and they, you know, their life cycle continues. And it has been quite warm and muggy for the last little while. And I guess mosquitoes, they breed every 20 days. In these temperatures, which is more than usual. Mm. So, yeah, what we've got is more and more of them in the area. But now, hopefully, fingers crossed, some of this wetter, cooler weather coming this week will do something with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the unfortunate part is that there are fewer animals around to eat them. Because, of course, it's the bats that usually eat the mosquitoes and the black flies. And white nose syndrome has killed off about 90 to 95% of Nova Scotia's bat population this year.
See, why couldn't the mosquitoes get white nose syndrome? I mean, that's another thing. Mosquitoes, malaria, do they really deserve to be here? Although I don't mind mosquitoes. I grew up with them. Out in Alberta, we had the big ones with the stripes on their little bellies.
Big enough that you could see their bellies, really?
Oh, especially if they've been sucking on your... You know what we used to do? If you notice that one is partaking in your blood,
yeah,
you just stretch the skin on either side of where he is doing it. You pull your skin down, like on your arm.
Watch while he sucks your blood?
He can't get his thing out, his proboscis.
Yeah.
When you do that, he's stuck. And if you do that long enough, they'll blow up. They will suck so much blood that they will blow up.
Really?
We used to do that, yeah. Yeah.
And you would sit and watch them blow up?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That was one of those things. I don't even know if they blow up or not, but we know that you can keep them in there for the longest time. And usually somebody else would come along and go, and they'd slap it, and there'd be so much blood because they suck a ton of blood, those things, right?
And you used to do the magnifying glass in the ants, too, didn't you?
Yeah. Just to keep them in line.
Just to show them
who's boss. But no, anytime there's a mosquito, and I'm not alone, write us, jamieandlisa.ca.
Or you're alone in this room.
jamieandlisa@yahoo.ca. Write us. Or through the website at jamieandlisa.ca. And tell me if I'm alone on that one. If you've done, I've heard people say you squeeze on either side of them, but that didn't work. I think you had to stretch the skin out wherever they were stuck in there. And they would get stuck.
Yeah, but
I mean, they'd try to fly away. their nose would be stuck in there and they'd be trying to fly away.
Then you're left with a big itchy welt that's just going to bother you for the next couple of days.
By the time you see them with their nose shoved into your arm or whatever, you're going to have a big itchy welt anyway. So you might as well make the best of it.
And it's their nose? I didn't think it was their nose.
That's their nose. That's their proboscis.
Really?
Proboscis. I think that's a proboscis, yeah.
Jeez, I got to study up on my mosquitoes, obviously.
But horseflies, bad. Mosquitoes, kind of fun. Same with ants. You know, if horseflies would hold still long enough for us to get a magnifying glass on them, then
they'd be fun too.
Yes, they could stick around.
Oh, God, I love this. Proving once again that you can shop for anything on the internet. This was an ad that was on Kijiji that popped up probably about 3 weeks ago out west. It was a woman who was in need of a bridesmaid for her wedding. She said, the ad reads, "I already have one, but I'm 5 short. The groom is really popular and already has 6 groomsmen, and I want the wedding pictures to look nice, so we need an even number." Okay, first of all, if you only have one bridesmaid, if you only have that many friends that you only can pick one bridesmaid, really? You've got some serious problems there, lady.
Oh, come on now. She could be from a very remote area and only one bridesmaid is a possibility.
But then, well, then if you look at her criteria, then it's obvious why she has very few friends. Requirements: must be willing to appear at all events. No one taller than 5'5" or shorter than 5'0". Must be sizes 0 to 6. I buy the dresses. Must be a good liar and actor. Must be willing to memorize info about me. Preferably speaks Punjabi. Agreeable personality from a respectable family.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
Must be anywhere from 27 to 33 years old and must be attractive, but not too attractive.
This sounds like one of those arranged marriages. Like, does this not sound like the plot of a sitcom? It was an arranged marriage back in the old country, and now the grandparents and people are coming out, and it's like, they would never let me marry such a person from this family. We must hire actors and actresses to pretend that they are from a good, well-off family. And this is great. This is like right out of Friends.
You will have a higher chance of being considered if you send a picture. Must be willing to do an interview. P.S. Free food and drinks. Oh, okay. Well, that seals the deal right there.
That's good Indian food, though, I would imagine.
Good Lord.
You know, big old Indian buffet. I'd go for that. Is that male or female?
Unbelievable. No,
it's tall.
You're too tall. And you got to be a woman between the sizes of 0 and 6 so you can wear the dress.
Doesn't say woman there.
Well,
if
you want to wear the dress. But hey, you get come. Not only is there free food and drink, but you get $20 a day, and that's negotiable.
What's the difference between that and, say, doing a murder mystery? That would be the role of a lifetime. You know, got to pretend that you know this person, that you're from a well-off family. You have to, you know, answer questions about things. I go through an interview.
Sad. It's sad is what it is.
Okay, so maybe she's hanging around with a bunch of derelicts in this, in a flop house somewhere, and her family is coming over from India. Hence the must know how to speak Punjabi.
Punjabi, yeah.
And they're coming over expecting this huge wedding because, I mean, you got to admit, traditions are much, much more...
They have some very strict and stringent traditions in the Indian culture,
yeah,
for sure.
Strict, definitely, yeah. And so I'm thinking that maybe she's trying to cover something up. This is great. She couldn't elope because she'd probably be cut off from the family.
True.
So you've got to have the big wedding, and you've got to invite the family. Well, it's like, oh, God, I can't just have one person that I'm hanging around with. Maybe she has a whole bunch of friends, but only one is Indian descent. Maybe the family is very strict, very prejudiced. And so she's looking for somebody who is of Indian descent, who speaks Punjabi and all that, to be her big you know, circle of friends.
Well, I find it interesting. I mean, normally when you're doing a wedding, when you're planning a wedding, it's the other way around. Usually it's the bride that's got a whole shitload of bridesmaids and the groom that's left scrambling for attendance.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, this is the other way around.
Well, but maybe not. Don't you think that maybe they say, yeah, we want you to have all the bridesmaids in the world, but they have to fit the criteria. And she's like, well, sorry, Lisa, sorry, Sally, sorry, Joan, you can't do it. We have to bring, you know, Indira, come on over here. And, you know, we'll hire actors because when my great grandmother comes over from India, she's wanting to see a wedding. She paid to see a wedding. There could be a lot of money involved here too. I mean, this is really interesting. I want to know more about this wedding.
Okay. Well, yeah, it certainly does give you something to think about, but at the same time, it just kind of seems pathetic that you're advertising on Kijiji to get.
And I hate to say this, but in India, they do have internet access, and they can probably get onto Kijiji. As a matter of fact, sure. In India, they know more about electronics than we do, because that's where all of the technicians are.
Yeah, that's true. When you call for technical support, that's where you're calling anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Boy, seeing some of the pictures from Pride Parade on Saturday, unfriggin' believable.
Mm.
They came out by the thousands, and there
no
was...
No pun intended.
Okay, poor choice of words. But there was one particularly telling photo that I saw. It's been circulating on social media. It was taken at the top of Spring Garden Road just as the final float was passing by. And then everybody on the side of the road sort of streamed into the middle of Spring Garden Road, heading up towards the Garrison Grounds where the family festival was taking place.
All right.
It was a sea of humanity. It was unbelievable how packed and...
Were there as many people there as for the Parade of Lights, do you think?
Absolutely.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Well done. Terrific.
Without a doubt. And all just sort of blending into the middle of Spring Garden Road and heading up towards the Garrison Grounds. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people commenting online just, you know, how incredible it was, how inclusive that it seemed, and just, you know, how supportive Halifax was of Gay Pride Week and Gay Pride, all of the events surrounding it. So,
Gray Pride.
Gray Pride. Yes, actually,
that's a parade that we're going to be forming.
That comes next week. We'll be all going to Parkland Shannix. That's where the parade will end.
It'll only be about a half a block, but it'll take twice as long.
That's right. We'll all decorate our walkers and our wheelchairs. It'll be beautiful.
The Gray Pride Parade. I like it. You know the villains ball that you were talking about that is coming up as part of the HalCon?
Oh, well, yes.
You were going to be Catwoman?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, some great items donated by Strange Adventures Comic Book Shop for the silent auction. A lot of Star Trek things and stuff. I mean, they're definitely gearing the villains ball for anybody who is going to be going to HalCon. So if you're into comics, you're into superheroes, anything like that, get your tickets. Just go to Facebook/Villains Ball.
Okay.
It is Saturday, August 16th from 8 until 1 at Alderney Landing, and tickets are going fast.
Cool. Hey, want to send a shout out to the HRM Moose on Twitter. Now, I don't know, do you remember...
The HRM Moose, is that the one down Cow Bay Way?
No. I was just going to say, do you remember a while back... This was probably...
I know exactly what you mean. He was running loose in Fairview.
Yes.
The moose on the loose.
The moose that was on the loose. They had to tranquilize him and haul him off into the woods. And that was one of those situations that a Twitter account proclaiming to be the HRM Moose popped up within an hour of that story breaking. I remember covering that story... pretty much live on the radio because it happened during morning rush hour, if I'm not mistaken. And so there were sightings of the moose, and then I think it was DNR that went out and tranquilized the moose. And
right.
And anyway, all of a sudden, this Twitter account popped up.
Very funny, too. If I remember, you were reading that. You follow the moose, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. One of the funniest guys. Or I'm assuming that the HRM moose
is a guy. It was a bull moose, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. But if you are not following the HRM Moose on Twitter, do yourself a favor. He does take some extended periods from social media, but every now and then he gets his hoofs in a, you know, all in a row and can start tweeting again. But yeah, just discovered that that we are here on the podcast, so want to welcome the HRM Moose to the Halifax Daily News.
Hey, Moose. Good to have you aboard.
Speaking of the Daily News, send a shout out to everybody who was in town yesterday for the anniversary of the Halifax Daily News. We're talking about the newspaper edition.
Mm-hmm. That you and I both worked for at one time or another.
Exactly. Yeah. They had an event at the, what is it, the Scott Manor House, I think it was called. We ventured out, we started down the path to go there, and then the skies opened up, and there was thunder showers, and it was just brutal.
Well, so we actually drove by close enough to see all these poor people huddled under a tent, and it was just coming down, and you had your nice shoes on, and so we just kept on driving.
We kind of turned around and headed back to dry land. But yeah, it was interesting to get the invitation, and very cool to celebrate the open, I guess it was the 40th anniversary of what was the Halifax Daily News. Mm-hmm. When it ended, when it started, it was called the Bedford Sackville Weekly News. And for a time there, oh my God, it was tabloid like tabloid ever was.
Really?
Oh my God,
did they have
a
page three girl and stuff?
We never went quite that far, but if there was murder or mayhem going on in the city, they would report it and do it in real tabloid style.
Wow. And that became the Halifax Daily News.
It started.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was nice to get invited because
you were on there. You had a column. I had a column.
Yeah,
your column was called.
My column didn't really have a name. It was
just Lisa Blackburn.
Just Lisa Blackburn, and yeah, I mean, it just gave me an opportunity to once a week write about whatever was on my mind in the news or just, you know, lifestyle in general, and they published it.
And the column that I did, I took over for Jeremy Webb with The Buzz.
That's right.
And he was taking pictures of the just people in and around the Halifax area.
Yeah.
And he went off to England for some family issues or whatever and was traveling around with various plays and things. I'd fill in for him whenever he was on vacation, but mm-hmm. then he took that extended vacation. And then while he was gone, I think that's when the Daily News ended. And Metro offered me the same kind of gig on Metro.
Yeah,
they wanted me
to
do the scene. And so I did the scene in the Halifax Metro newspaper for a while there. But I always had a great time at the Halifax Daily News and at Metro, for that matter. Worked with all sorts of different editors, all of whom I really liked.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was just fun. Can you think of a better job? I would get to go out every night. After a while, I'd have to force myself to go out to bars and drink and have fun and socialize and then take pictures of people and then write a column about everything that was going on that week. So that's all we have to talk about. Now you know how to blow up a mosquito.
Yes.
Horse flies are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Halifax Daily News came from.
That's right.
And who the HRM Moose is. Now, do we know who the HRM Moose is?
I don't know who the HRM Moose is.
Do you have
is.
Any suspicions?
No, I have no suspicions.
We should get the HRM, because you didn't know who Sack Vegas was either until we got him on the podcast.
Didn't know who Sack Vegas was, but I do now.
And so
might have to meet up with the Moose sometime.
Yeah, tweet us and maybe we can get you on the podcast.
Yeah, we need some Moose time.
That's all we have to say. We'll be back. Same mic, same time, same computer or smartphone or whatever the hell you're listening to us on.
Yeah, until then.